This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning and welcome to the end of the week. And as we get there, we just want to stop and remember what God's been saying to us this week as we've been spending time each morning at this same time in God's Word, the Bible, meeting with God, spending time with Him. And God's really given us a focus this week of His greatness. As he said there at the end of Romans chapter 11, from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. That the reality of this universe is that I am not the center of this universe. In fact, I'm not even the center of my own life. Rather, all things, that includes me, are from him and through him and to him. That I exist for God. Paul brings it down to our lives then at the beginning of Romans 12, and he says, I urge you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies, yourselves, as a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God. You be a living sacrifice. Let your whole life be something that worships God and brings him glory. Make your life God-centered. And he said, recognize that you're in relationship with other people who know God, who are also having that same purpose. And it's almost like all of us together in the world who know and love the Lord are a body who are working together to glorify God. And we need to remember we're all different parts of the body with different purposes in the body's purpose to glorify God. So one of us may be a mouth who speaks well, another may be hands who are good helpers, others may be good organizers and thinkers and analyzers, and we all are working together. And though we might be frustrated by each other's differences in some way, we all need to serve one another and look for ways to honor each other instead of ourselves and put others first. And today we come to some verses that really sound quite impossible to live out, as Paul talks about the way we live the Christian life that is God-centered. He says, bless those who persecute you. Bless and curse not. You ever get really frustrated at someone who treats you badly and you just go on and on about how they shouldn't have done that? Bless those who persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Be concerned about others more than yourselves, see? Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly, the people other people aren't hanging out with. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men, if possible. So far as it depends upon you, be at peace with all men. You'll be in some situations where someone will just hold a grudge against you and there's nothing you can do. But as far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. And if he's thirsty, even though he's your enemy, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap burning coals upon his head. This was not a painful thing, but rather, if a person needed fire to keep warm, they would bring a container which they carried on their head, and you would give them the coals they needed. Do not be overcome by evil. Don't just allow evil things done to you to make you snap back in an evil way, but rather, overcome evil with good. Now, who can live out this way of life? Do those guidelines sound possible to you? Well, they aren't, are they? No one has the ability to live that way. And that's why we have to give ourselves to God as living sacrifices, because only God can live this way or love people in this way. And you know, when we can't love those who have wronged us, what we're demonstrating is that we haven't really given all of our own rights up to God yet. We have not made him the center of our lives. We're still focused on ourselves. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.